Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday school. The lesson this morning, at least in the adult classes, is taken from Titus, and it's talking about being zealous for good works. And I thought of a story I want to tell. I might have said this here before sometime, so if you heard it before, bear with me. Story about my dad. In mid-60s, my dad moved to Canada into missions, and they got married in 66, and they went up, and they're still there. And about 68, my dad and mom and probably my sister would have been born by then, 68, 69, somewhere in there. My parents moved to the town of Pickle Lake. And it was an old mining town. The mine was shutting down, and there was a number of communities around this town. And my dad was doing mission work there, and he would do Sunday school with kids. And so Sunday morning, he'd take a van and drive this van around and pick up kids. And there was this one kid, his name was Gary, 6, 8 years old. And a lot of, in that area, there was a lot of trouble with alcoholism and drinking. And sometimes my parents would, kids would come to their house for the night if their parents would be off partying or drinking, and they would come to my parents' house to stay for the night to have a safe place to be. And Gary was one of these boys that would come there sometimes. And Sundays, my dad would pick him up for Sunday school. And they lived there probably, Pickle Lake, 4 or 5 years maybe. And my dad and mom moved on. But I remember Gary coming in and out of our home as I was growing up. Might not see him for a year or two, but then he'd come and visit. And so we knew Gary. And now I'd like, so he kind of knew my dad. He'd come in there through the Bible camp and come for different events. And for a while he had been a believer, had walked away. Now fast forward about 30 years and mid-90s, and Darlene and I were living in southern Ontario, and Gary was coming through the area, and he looked us up, stayed at our place for a few days, hair down to his shoulders, but he's still Gary. And I was driving with him somewhere one time, and I helped him kind of get settled into housing or a shelter in the city of Kitchener, and because he didn't have a place to live. I was driving him down there one day, and I started asking him about the Lord. I said, you know, Gary, I know that you've had a, well, I knew he had been a believer at one time. So I asked him where he's at with God. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, I know that following God, I have to give everything. I'm not ready to do that yet. Here he was. He knew that to be faithful, he had to give up his whole life in order to serve God. And it almost seemed like he knew more about faith than I did. And he wasn't a believer. And he went on to say, he said, this is what stood out to me too. He said, you know, lots of people that I've watched over the years, they say they're believers, but they're not really, because they don't live what they teach or preach. But he said, your dad, he's a true believer. And Gary had watched him from little on up through the years, and he said, "Your dad lives what he preaches." And my dad wasn't perfect, but I knew there was something to what Gary was saying that was really true, that my dad was a man of integrity and he lived what he believed. And that struck me. And this morning, as we look at our faith and our works, what is your life saying to people about your faith? And I'd like to read a couple verses from James chapter 2, verse 14. "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?" And I don't know if Gary was thinking about this, but I'm sure he had in his mind my parents opening up their door at night for a boy who was scared. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend.' You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." Let's pray. Lord, as we study the lesson this morning, especially the adult classes, help us to really take this to heart, that our faith is made known by how we live. And our faith is actually our worship. Our worship is the deeds that we do before men and the way we live our lives. And I pray that it would come out of a true heart, not just out of some kind of a duty thing, but it would come out of a heart that's committed to you and loves you. So commit us. I pray for the service this morning. Pray that your words would become alive in us. Just commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen.